and welcome to Cadogan Hall for the fourth concert in this year's Proms Chamber season. Today's All French programme features some exceptional young musical talent, including the 22-year-old violinist Jennifer Pike, former BBC Young Musician of the Year, and also a former BBC New Generation artist. She'll be joined by two current members of that scheme, cellist Nicolas Altstedt and pianist Igor Levit, for a programme of Debussy and Ravel, three chamber works all composed within a few years of each other during the First World War. Now, Jennifer made her Proms debut at the tender age of just 15. She's since been back a few times, and we're very pleased that she's agreed to give us a few words to introduce today's programme. So please welcome Jennifer Pike to the stage. Jennifer, thank you for joining us. It's fantastic to see you. Now, I was listening to the rehearsal earlier, and we're in for such a treat this lunchtime. You're going to be joined in a little while by Igor Levit and Nicolas Altstedt. Tell me about the three of you playing together. How have you found working with those two?
Well, it's been a real pleasure working with them. That's one of the joys about being on a scheme. I was 2 years ago on the New Generation Artist Scheme, and it was just lovely to meet new people. And so there's so much fantastic chamber music repertoire out there to explore. And you never know who you might meet. So it actually turned out a huge pleasure.
Igor described the Ravel piano trio as one of the most difficult pieces, at least for the piano, but actually for all three of you.
Yes, I think he's probably right. But on paper, and then in performance, the difficulty is transcended by the sheer joy of playing together and performing to such a wonderful packed house. It's lovely to see so many people.
You and I were talking earlier, and you said you felt a real connection to today's programme, obviously all French, Debussy and Ravel. Tell us about the Debussy violin sonata that we're starting with.
Well, it's one of the last pieces Debussy ever wrote, so it's a very poignant work to play and to listen to. It's this sort of combination of old and new. There's this wonderful sense of imagination in exploring new realms of the possibilities of music, but at the same time it looks back at the past. You hear the wonderful haunting melody in G minor at the opening come back later in different guises, so he's still nodding back to old ways, so it's very poignant.
And very intense work. He was dying at the time. Obviously war was raging in Europe. As a violinist, what are the challenges with this piece and to bring out those different colours, that intensity?
Well, I'd say it wasn't a challenge, but a real adventure playing the piece, because there's such a huge range of colour that one can explore in both the violin and the piano part. It seems like there are limitless possibilities. You can really get into the different colours, and it's simply a wonderful work.
Well, we're very much looking forward to hearing that work. And to join Jennifer Pike here on stage at Cadogan Hall, please welcome pianist Igor Levit.
Thank you. Thank you.
Violinist Jennifer Pike, just 22 years old, a former BBC Young Musician of the Year and BBC New Generation Artist, performing Debussy's Violin Sonata here at Cadogan Hall for this Proms Chamber Music recital. Well, Jennifer was joined by the young German-Russian pianist Igor Levit, who will be back again shortly with his fellow New Generation Artist, cellist Nicola Altstadt, for more Debussy, the cello sonata. Dedicated to his second wife, Emma Bardach, Debussy's cello sonata was inspired by an old Italian commedia dell'arte character. He originally called it Piero Angry with the Moon, and you can hear echoes of Piero's tragicomic nature throughout, particularly in the mandolin-like serenade of the second movement. So, to perform Debussy's cello sonata, please welcome to the stage cellist Nicola Altstadt and pianist Igor Levit.
Thank you.
BBC New Generation artists and old friends, cellist Nicola Altstadt and pianist Igor Levit, performing Debussy's cello sonata. Well, Nicola considers himself half French. He told me in lifestyle, if not in education, he was educated in Germany. He was saying what a pleasure it was to play that late Debussy. One of the pieces, he said, that can come again, you can rethink it, you can play it many, many times. It's never comfortable to play, even after 20 times, it's always very challenging. Well, he certainly made it look easy. We really do have three of the most exciting young musical talents on the bill today. And to close today's chamber prom here at Cadogan Hall, they're joining forces to perform Ravel's virtuosic and fiendishly difficult piano trio. Like all of today's works, it was written during the First World War, which was certainly taking its toll on the composer. I'm working with the shoreless and lucidity of a madman, Ravel wrote at the time, but as I work, something gnaws at me, and suddenly I find myself sobbing over my music. Well, Igor Levit said that it was indeed one of the hardest pieces ever written in the chamber repertoire. Nicola Altstadt also said it's one of the great chamber masterpieces. So to hear it, let's welcome today's ensemble to the stage. Violinist Jennifer Pike, cellist Nicola Altstadt, and pianist Igor Levit to perform Ravel's piano trio.
Thank you. Thank you.
violinist Jennifer Pike, cellist Nicola Altstadt, and pianist Igor Levit performing Ravel's Piano Trio's three sensational young performers, bringing to a close this Proms chamber recital of all French music at a packed Cadogan Hall. We'll be back here again next Monday lunchtime. Thanks for joining us.
That was Clemency Burton-Hill, and next Monday, Nicola Benedetti, Alexei Grignyuk and Leonard Elschenbroich will be playing works by Brahms, Korngold and Bach. That's broadcast live, of course, here on Radio 3, home of the BBC Proms. Well, with the time just approaching 2:05, there's another chance now to hear the prom from last Monday evening. It's presented from the Royal Albert Hall by Susie Klein.
The musicians of the BBC Philharmonic join us tonight with a programme ranging across three centuries, from Mozart and Mahler to Oliver Nussen. This music a real test of these players' skill and energy across a variety of musical styles, and tonight's conductor certainly knows these players well. He spent 10 years in their company as chief conductor. He's now their conductor laureate. He is Gian Andrea Nozeda, and I spoke to him earlier about the three very different pieces on offer in tonight's prom.
I've been wondering for several days if there is any connecting line for these three composers, and by the end of the rehearsals I found out all the three pieces are connected with ghostly, spiritic, in a way, atmospheres. For instance, the Don Giovanni is always connected with the late coming of the statue of the Commandor. In the Second Symphony of Knassen, the second movement is shadowy or just ghostly, because the text he's making a music for is called Die Ratz. And Mahler 7 is a very mysterious symphony. Of course, it's considered the most joyful, but honestly, it is a very strange happiness from the Italian point of view. So it's a very demanding program, but I think this is the common element, just linking all the three pieces.
Gian Andrea Nozeda talking to me earlier today. Well, tonight's leader, Yuri Torchinsky, in place with the players of the BBC Philharmonic, who stand now to welcome tonight's conductor, their conductor laureate, Gian Andrea Nozeda, opening tonight's prom with the overture to Mozart's opera, Don Giovanni. Thank you. BBC Philharmonic and conductor Gianandrea Nozeda opening the second of four proms they're giving this season here at the Royal Albert Hall. The overture to Mozart's Don Giovanni. Well, next this evening, we're in the musical company of Oliver Nussen. The composer turned 60 this year, and he's been described in many quarters as the most important figure in modern British music. Well, Nussen was a precocious talent, publishing his first works in his early teens. He wrote his first symphony when he was a mere 15, but he later withdrew that piece. So tonight we're going to hear what is, in effect, Nussen's first orchestral work, his second symphony. It was completed in 1971, by which time the composer had reached the grand old age of 90. It's a symphony come song cycle. It features a solo soprano singing texts by the poets Georg Trakl and Sylvia Plath. Earlier, we caught up with tonight's soloist, Gillian Keith, and asked her about how Nussen creates the extraordinary dark atmospheres of this symphony through the words of those two writers.
Both poets were troubled souls, suffered from depression, and this comes through, especially in the Trakl and Die Ratten. You get this image of the rats scurrying around, and they scurry through the strings, and then they stop, and the woodwinds hold the cord, and you can feel their beady eyes looking out of the darkness, and it's empty, broken window, shattered glass, dust. They're crawling in and out of the latrine. You can just smell the stink of them coming out of the back dark corners of the garden shed, if you will. And then he takes us into another amazing poem, Sylvia Plath's Edge, which was perhaps her very last poem. And there's a very eerie quality to it. It's very floated. And then the final Trakl poem that we get in its entirety, An die Schwester, has again a shadowy feel, but there's something a bit more triumphant, a bit more grounded. So there is a lot of uncertainty with rhythms and the way the text comes across. So it's my job to bring those feelings that came from the poets, these troubled ideas, right off the page.
Tonight's soprano Gillian Keith there talking to us earlier. It's not the first time that she's worked with tonight's conductor, Gian Andrea Nozeda. They've done songs by Dalla Piccola together. And she's a singer of great range and incredible pitch, Gillian Keith. I was sitting in on rehearsals earlier today. The most fearsomely challenging vocal line in this Nussin symphony. It's completely untethered to what's going on in the orchestra. It soars around all over the place. You just need perfect pitch to deliver it. And Gillian Keith said, you almost really need to learn this music from memory. There is no time to read the notes. You just need to know them. Well, certainly if anybody's going to pull off this piece, it'll be her. She's got a great range and repertoire, this singer. Not the first time she's sung at proms. She was here in 2004, singing the Jew Fairy in Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. And here she is now, tonight's soprano, Canadian singer Gillian Keith, with conductor Gian Andrea Nozeda and members of the BBC Philharmonic, here to perform at the Proms Oliver Nussin's Second Symphony.
Thank you. Blacks crackle and drag.